The grass isn't always greener on the other side. I love to walk my dog, Roxy. Shout out to Roxy. And when I'm walking her, usually I do it late at night, like at 9 or 8:30 p.m., sometimes even 10, when it's nice and cool. It's been so hot lately, my goodness, here in the L.A. area. But anyway, when I'm walking her, I see lots of nice lawns. Ours is nice. I take care of it. I have people that mow it for me. I think it's twice a month and before that I used to do it every week anyway, so, and then I water it, blah blah blah, so it's nice. But there's always this one house that not only is the house newer or better, but the lawn is even more perfect. And you know, I didn't used to think about that a lot, but now I guess being here in this house for, I guess, almost 30 years, you begin to notice all the cracks, all the things that aren't perfect about your house. But as I realize, or as I think about that, I realize that what matters, yes, of course, we all love our houses. We all want our houses to be nice. But I've realized that what matters is that I come home to a home, not to just a house. And so what I mean by all that is, make sure that the life that you want isn't the life you already have. Make sure that the life that you wish you had isn't the one you are living today. As the saying goes, remember that today's life is the one you prayed for years ago. When I was unemployed for a year, I said, Lord, no matter what you give me, I'll never complain. And now I complain. I remember when my wife went through a health scare, I said, Lord, if you heal her, I will never want anything more. And now I want more. Today I went to the liquor store, to the 7-Eleven there by work, to buy a Gatorade and some Rolos. I was in the mood. I'd been working hard all day, and I was sweating, and it was like 95 degrees, all this stuff. And on the way there, I walked there. It's like maybe a block and a half away, two blocks away. I walked there, and it was super hot. And I felt happy. I thought, you know, I really love my life. I really love my life. And that was on the heels of today. I had to do a lot of heavy lifting, stages and curtains and truss and all this stuff that is not in my sweet spot and it's not who I am. But it's part of the job. And so, but even with all that, even with my sore knees and my body aching and all that, as I was walking, I thought, I love my life. I love what I'm doing. And it got me thinking about this whole grass is greener thing. I thought, you know, sure, I wish I had a brand new Tesla or a Cybertruck, actually, is what I want. And sure, I wish I lived by the beach and all these things. But I thought, you know, I live in a beautiful place with my beautiful wife and family. I have a beautiful job at a church in a nice city, Costa Mesa. And yeah, I have a car that I don't owe a dollar on it. It's all paid for. It's a beater, but I'm thankful for it. It works. And I had just, before I went and got my drink and my chocolate bar, my drink, not my Gatorade, my Powerade, I guess I had. I had just been helping out with the kids' choir. I wasn't directing it. I was just hanging out and talking to the kids and playing some tracks for them and just being a support to the music director. And it was just a joy. I talked to Tim, who is one of the kids who was in my rap class last year. Talked to Juan, another young man who I get along with his family really well, really love them. Shout out to that family. I saw a couple of the girls in my chapel band. I saw one of the kids who was in my sixth grade math class 2 years ago, 3 years ago. It was just a fun time. And that was, I was actually waiting for them to be done with the rehearsal so I could play the piano. But then the rehearsal went long, so I went back to my office where I have a piano, a Yamaha keyboard. And I played a song that I loved. It's called Always on Time, and I was just feeling it. And then I went and got my Gatorade. And, of course, there are so many things I wish for at work, at home, in every area of my life. But I kept thinking, I love my life. And here's the truth. Everywhere that I've been, whether it's work or life stage, I have loved it. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength. Because there is pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. There are things that I wish for that I don't have, but I have things that I wished for. And the grass isn't always greener. Make sure that, like the saying says, you water the grass in front of you. Now, it doesn't mean that someday God can't provide something bigger, better, or maybe different in my life. Maybe not a Cybertruck, but maybe just a newer car. Maybe not a brand new house, but maybe we'll paint the bathrooms or fix the toilets. Or replace a toilet. Little things that mean a lot, that go a long way. And maybe it's not about changing everything, but about changing yourself. You know, I talked to ChatGPT a lot about these things, and ChatGPT is always saying, change yourself, David. Be bold, be courageous, be strong, talk. Change your circumstances, change your life. And I like that because that's what we can control. Maybe I can't have a Cybertruck today or ever, but I can wash my car and vacuum my car. I can control that. Maybe I can't change my life, but I can mentor students at work and teach them about Jesus and spend more time with them or spend more time with my wife, take her on dates, talk to my son, call our daughters, help my mom, work out, eat less, blah, blah, blah. Water the grass that I do have. And so it's interesting, isn't it, how you can live your life wanting more or something different, or you can live your life, yes, with that desire and dream, but enjoying the moment. And I think that's what life is really about. I was listening to a podcast about a guy who wrote a book on happiness. I forget the name of the book. It's the Oprah podcast, and I forget his name. I read another one a while back called The Happiness Curve, and that one was nice too, but this is a different one. And basically the whole thing about happiness is to enjoy your life. Every rich person says that money doesn't make you happy. I could be considered rich compared to where my family lives back home. Or when I was 20, I would be considered rich, or maybe even compared to a lot of people my age. But when I lose sight of the riches, even physical ones, that's what can make me unhappy. Like they say, comparison is the thief of joy, the thief of all joy. And I compare myself a lot to myself, to the old me, to how I used to look. I'm an Enneagram 3, so I'm always trying to achieve and be admired, be seen as successful. And as I fail at that and I can't control everything, I've begun to appreciate the things that I have and still, of course, have ambition and desire for more and for new and for excitement. But maybe it's not about a new day, meaning a new place, a new house, a new car, But maybe it's about a new me, an updated me, an updated personality. So what would an updated you look like? Well, there are five areas that I want to talk about. First is, what would an updated personality, let's say, first of all? First, personality. My personality is achiever, doer, success-driven. I want to be admired. Vanity is my deadly sin. And also deception, lying to myself and others about my accomplishments to appear as successful and worthy. Well, maybe instead of that, God is calling me to be humble, to serve others, to make others better, while still doing what I do. So personality. Number two, do you need to update your body, your physical activity? Of course, right? Yes, we all have our limits, and yes, time is a thing, and whatever habits you have, good or bad, but you can update your body. No one's stopping you from updating your body. No one's keeping me from going to the gym after work, except my own thoughts. Number three, update your marriage, your intimate relationship. How can you upgrade? For me, I've been going on dates with my wife more. We were running together, but then we got so busy in this Easter season. But walking our dog together, always talking every day, listening to each other. Today, I brought home food just to help, so it's not always on my wife to provide that. Always finding ways to love her better and to serve her and to sacrifice myself for her. So upgrade or update your marriage or relationship. And that includes with your kids, if you have kids, or if you're single, your friendships. Number four is upgrade your faith, your relationship with Jesus. This is one that has been a need for me for many years. I would say maybe 5 years. Maybe since I stopped being a senior pastor. So yeah, 5 years, 2021, I think that was. I would say for these last few years, my time with God has been zero to none. And the other day I was, because we're doing a Lenten season on Wednesday nights, I was reading some of the Psalms that we're going through on Wednesdays and Sundays. And I also been spending time with Robbie, shout out to Robbie, reading the Wednesday night passages out of Daniel 3, out of Jonah chapter 3, and different places. Beautiful stuff. Like the one we talked about last night was about Daniel in the lion's den and how fire is usually a consuming element. But in Daniel 3, it was, yeah, of course, it was when they threw Daniel and his friends into the lion's den. But in many ways, the fire didn't burn them. And so it saved them, you could say. So sometimes fire isn't just a consuming fire, but it can be a saving grace. Like the burning bush, that God used that burning bush to save his people, you could say. So it was beautiful because I kept thinking how the times that I'm going through a fire in my life, a dangerous season or a trying season, could be my very salvation. It could be the hope that you're longing for. And then upgrade, I would say, lastly, is your purpose. Purpose, more than money, more than anything else, is what gives man, a woman, or a man life and drive and meaning. I remember the days when the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, came out by Rick Warren. And that book changed the world because everyone was so, and still is, so thirsty for purpose. What is your purpose? And I would say that for me, my purpose is to love Jesus, love God, love Jesus, and love my family, and love others. It's really the great commandment is to love God and love others as myself, love my neighbor. To tell the world about Jesus through my life, through my family, through the church, through my my character, integrity, or my lack of. And when I sin, when I fall short, to say, I'm sorry, Lord. And that really is my purpose. But a lot of people, I was listening to this thing on young men, especially in their 20s, how they lack purpose. It's not that they don't want it. It's just that they can't find their purpose, or they are struggling to know what their purpose is. They could be working or going to school and all these things, but they don't know exactly what is my purpose. And I would suggest that the purpose of every young person, every human being, is to love God and love others. There's nothing greater. All the rest will come: money, success, wife, husband, cars, job, all that stuff, career, fitness. All that is great and important, but it'll come as a result of you putting God first in your life. As the Bible says, what's the point of gaining the world and losing your soul? Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you, says Matthew 6. So those are the five areas where I'm trying to upgrade or update my life. Kind of like a software, your phone. Time to update your life in these areas. This is March, almost to today is the 19th, March the 19th, on a Thursday night. It's about 9:30 p.m. here in the L.A. area. And these are the things I'm thinking about. And it's not too late to start the new year here in March. Don't wait till next January. Make tomorrow January 1st. Now, I wouldn't recommend to update all five areas all at once, but maybe to pick one or two areas where God is convicting you or making you excited, or he's speaking to you. For me, definitely my body, and definitely my purpose. I would say those two areas, God is saying, time to update, David, time to upgrade yourself. I wonder what those areas are for you. Spend time thinking about that this week and let me know what they are. You can email me at triggerdavidtrigg.com. You can follow me on Instagram at davidtrigg. You can send me a text. You can say hello. Most of all, you can also reach out to me on my website at davidtrigg.com. And if you would like my coaching, there's a link there that says coaching, so we can get started to helping you becoming yourself, finding your purpose, and all this stuff, all these things. Thank you again for being here. Make sure that you like, comment, subscribe. I'm trying to grow my audience. But thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you next time. Adios.